Welcome back to the Kasman Center, where the Oil Barons win Game 1 4-3 in overtime against the White Court Wolverines. This is your Black Horse Pub postgame show. Continue the postgame wrap-up at the Black Horse Pub. Joined now by Mop head coach Tom Kekka. And Tom, I think the game tight checking. We knew it was going to be a battle here tonight in Game 1. And is this exactly what you expected to see here from this series?
I mean, you don't know. I mean, the two teams are in my feeling, are carbon copy of one another, right? So you've got two teams that are going a little bit of a chess match. Probably surprised at probably the lack of offense and the lack of scoring chances. And so now I'm going to sit there as a coach on the winning side and go, goddamn, our guys did a great job keeping them to the outside and limiting their second and third opportunities. Thought that our PK was real good. Power play, not as good. But when you look at it, we scored a power play goal. We got a shorthanded goal. The unfortunate thing is I don't really think that they earned their second or third goals. Those were giveaways. We had a D-man at the offensive blue line that tries to make a pass that, you know, that we would rather not try to make a pass. And then, you know, you got a forward that has an opportunity to get the puck out in the last 2 minutes, doesn't get it out, and it ends up beating you. So, you know, the thing that we talk about in the dressing room is we got to learn from that. So hopefully we learn and we can have a better effort even tomorrow.
The power play looks night and day when the players move their feet, and that's what happened on that power play goal you had here tonight.
That's your expert comment. You sat here for how long was the overtime? 6 minutes?
6 minutes.
66 minutes, and that's the best thing that Carpi has. The power play was better when the team... You know what? We score more when we shoot, too.
That, too.
Night and
generally.
Day. We score more goals when we shoot the puck more.
And, Tom, you win more when you allow less goals than the opposition does.
Yes, yes. No, I agree with you. I think that there's a difference, especially for us off of a face-off. We already want to get set up in our formation even before we have the puck. And then our guys go, well, holy smokes, I thought we had the puck. You know, we talk about outnumbering in situations because we do have the man advantage, but it's also just a natural tendency to not work as hard. And, you know, we've got certain guys that want to do what we ask them to do, and we've got other guys that don't. So as a coaching staff, we're going to reward the players that work hard, not just because they're our supposed leading scorer in that. And when you're in playoffs, it's more of a what have you done for me lately mindset that we have to have as a coaching staff.
Jordan Roy, the overtime goal, what a move out of the corner. I feel like he's been trying that for weeks and it just hasn't worked. And he finally gets some space for himself, rips a backhand past Xavier Potvin, but exactly the type of player that you wanted to get at the deadline for plays like that from Jordan Roy.
Yeah, and he had a great chance in the third period too when he came off his off wing as well. So it's always nice to see when those guys get rewarded. He's a guy that has that stick-to-itness where, you know, just because it doesn't work once, you know what you're going to get with him. He's going to take pucks hard to the net. You know that if the puck gets dumped into his corner, he's going to probably finish a hit. And that's what you sort of need. And he's one of those players that, you know, is not going to score 50, 60 goals. But let me tell you know when he's out on the ice every single shift. And I thought that Hamley was pretty good. I thought Lease gave us a lot of energy. That line was real good. So again, those are the types of efforts that we're going to need. And, you know, we talked about, you know, trying to keep the puck below the ringette line as much as we could and trying to be as active as we can. But at the end of the day, it's about winning battles, one-on-one battles. So, I mean, that was a classic case where he spun. It was a change of direction. He walked off the half wall and he came all the way across and got rewarded for it.
Obviously, you and Gord are very familiar with each other. Any surprises from him tonight?
Who?
Gord Thibodeau.
The other coach?
Yeah, the other coach.
Listen, at this point, you prep your guys, and really it's up to the players. Are you going to tweak some things? Of course, we tried to tweak our PP break on the first period. We couldn't even get into the zone, so we just went back to, you know, the normal stuff. But, you know, we have a saying where the hay is in the barn. You know, our preparation is done. Our players know what to expect. We'll go over some video again tomorrow to see if there is some things that we need to tweak a little bit. But at the end of the day, it's just about, you know, players playing and skating and competing. And, you know, you like when guys, you know, sell out. And it was funny because I was doing some YouTube clipping, and there was a clip today on Mike Babcock, and he was talking about team building. And, you know, everybody assumes that team building is when you go out on the weekends or during the week and you go to movies and you do these games. No, team building is when you've got guys that are willing to block shots and do all the little things and win races and do those things. That's team building. That builds your team. And when you look at guys like Shane Fraser and Ozzie and all the guys that sold out to block shots and get into lanes, I mean, there's no greater team building than what that is.
Chris Kerr makes a huge save in the opening minutes on a breakaway from Ben Evenish. How big of a moment did you see that in just the play of Kerr tonight making some big saves?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's a 60-minute game, but now we'll sit there and dissect it as a coaching staff, and there will be certain, you know, time frames where momentum switches and that. I thought that, you know, obviously our second goal was huge, you know, shorthanded. But, you know, for Kersey to come in and stare down one of their top guys early in the game and make that stop was huge. And it's nothing new. I mean, nothing that he does should surprise anybody. He's such a quiet kid, and he's such a great teammate. He just goes about his business. And again, he's come into a very difficult situation. And, you know, when you sit there and you know that you've got an all-star goalie in front of you, and Kerr doesn't mind when Eric plays and that, but now you're thrust into that situation. Sometimes it takes guys 2-3 games just to sort of get used to it, but not for him. He's come in. We haven't missed a beat, and he was probably the difference tonight.
You talked about Fraser and Ozitko, and again, another shorthanded goal for the Oil Barons tonight, and those two connecting. What is it about that pairing on the PK that makes them a little magical?
Well, I mean, they're polar opposites in the sense that Shane Fraser's your nuts and bolts, your guy that wants to play in the trenches, and Ozzie's willing to do that, don't get me wrong, but Ozzie's the guy, the moment there's the puck, Fraser knows that if he skates hard enough and gets to certain areas, Ozzie's going to get him the puck, and he makes Ozzie's really good in tight, and he's in small areas, he can just chip pucks, and he can bust seams, so I mean, it's a good combination when we're shorthanded, and more importantly for us, you know, it's been good on the power play and 5-on-5 as well.
Tom, lastly, game two, quick turnaround again, 4 games in 5 days. What will be the message tomorrow night heading into game two?
Well, we have to be cognizant of the fact that, you know, Whitecourt realistically probably came up and wanted a split, so they still have the opportunity to get that. We've said time and time again throughout the course of the years that we have to protect today's effort and result by a good win tomorrow. And when you're here in these situations and in a 7-game series, it's very important to protect your home ice. So, you know, while this one feels good right now, we've got to put that one aside, and we have to be ready, especially the first 5-6 minutes tomorrow. It's going to be a huge push by them, and if we can come out of the gate and sort of capitalize, you know, a little bit, then that'll set the tone for the rest of the game. But you know, it's important to have a short memory, whether, you know, you're on the winning end or on the losing end in the playoffs.
Tom, just want to point it out, 4-0 since signing the new assistant hydration engineer.
Really?
Yeah. I know you're not keeping track. But
well, we obviously don't pay you enough, because with that ensemble, is that okay. Jacket inside out? is that supposed to be like that?
Tom, the day I start taking fashion advice from you is the day you're going to start taking coaching advice from me, and either one of us will be doing nearly as well as we are in life.
Okay, sounds good.
Tom, congratulations.
The guys were hydrated, though. I mean, and it shows it, especially in an overtime, you're working. I don't know whether you've got overtime, whether it's time and a half or whatever, but the guys were hydrated.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you.
All you have to say is thank you, Tom.
Okay, perfect.
All you have to say is thank you.
You can just say
thank you. Just a thank you, Tom.
Okay. Are we done?
We're done. Congratulations, Tom. Big win today.
Thanks Tom. Culper.